to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily. God, I haven't done this in a while. I'm sorry if the sound quality's a bit off. I'm recording on my phone today because my microphone for my computer got eaten by my kitten. So just keep that in mind. I apologize for anything that might happen. If there's like a buzz or something, I apologize. It just is what it is. But I'm so excited for today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about how to sell yourself on social media. This is something that I have been learning and perfecting for a while now, and I am so excited to share it with you. So a lot of people are like, can you actually sell yourself on social media? Now, I'm not talking about like selling yourself in that kind of way, but like selling you and your brand and what you create. And the answer is yes, you can. You can sell yourself on social media, and that's amazing. The World Wide Web literally connects us with millions of people every single day, and with the right tools and the right tips and tricks, you can reach your ideal clients and make those sales that you're wanting to make. So I'm super excited to be talking about this today. It's something that I really, really love. So first, let's talk about what social media platforms are best for selling yourself on social media. The first one I'm going to say is Facebook. Facebook is a huge platform. You know, so many people wear it, and it's just, I said wear it. Wow. I'm tired, guys. Kitten's been a handful, but so many people are on Facebook. So many people use it daily, and it's so easy to join Facebook groups and connect with people, especially your ideal clients. I literally am a part of probably like 30 Facebook groups just for different types of creative entrepreneurs. And it's so amazing to be able to connect with those people, because more often than not, they'll be like, hey, I'm looking for a brand designer or a web designer. Can you leave emails or like websites or suggestions? And I automatically go and like, hey, I'm a brand and web designer for creative entrepreneurs, and I'd love to talk. Here's my website. It's really great to just have that means to connect with people. You can also sell through Facebook pages and stuff, because business pages are a huge part of Facebook now, and you can create ads on there, and it's a way for you to have a face for your business on Facebook without setting up a personal profile, which, if you didn't know, setting up a personal profile for a business and trying to sell through that personal profile is actually against Facebook guidelines. So many people don't know that. A lot of like the MLM people and like those kinds of people don't realize that it's actually against Facebook guidelines to be selling straight through their personal profile, and they do it anyways. And that bugs the living daylights out of me, but that's a different story for a different day. I would definitely suggest joining groups for your niche, and just be careful of the group rules. More than likely, you'll see them when you first join the group. And just know that some group rules are like, hey, you can't do a promo unless otherwise prompted. So keep that in mind. Don't just like automatically go in and post a salesy promo about your business, because that's just not how it works. The next is Instagram. You guys know how much I love Instagram. I'm literally on it like all the time now. It's kind of sad, but there's thousands of people scrolling through the platform every minute. Just let that sink in for a minute. Thousands of people every minute. By using hashtags and other tools that the platform provides for you, you can easily reach your ideal client. It's so stinking easy with the right hashtags and everything. I don't know why more people aren't using it for their business, and why people who are using it for their business aren't trying to sell on it. It's crazy to me. But seriously, Instagram is just amazing. And then finally, Pinterest. As you guys know, Pinterest is the largest creative search engine that literally people are searching for things just like your content. When people go onto Pinterest, they're not looking for a Google article. They are looking for content made by creators. They're looking for brand kits. They're looking for tips on how to start a blog. They're looking for DIY projects, things like that, that don't come from a regular Google search. This comes from a Pinterest search. So by using Pinterest and creating boards and pins for your content, you can reach those people and it'll bring people into you. They'll check out your website, they'll check out your content, and then they will want to work with you. That's how it goes. Now, okay, maybe that's not how it always goes, but there are some things that you can definitely do to sell yourself on social media, like some practices. Like, number one, be authentic. People will not want to work or buy from you if you aren't being authentic on social media. Now, I'm not saying you need to share like everything from your life, but get a little personal. Share those stories that touch hearts and that relate to what you're doing. I know on my Instagram, I talked about dropping out of college, which I before would never have thought about talking about. But I realized that dropping out of college and starting my own business was a huge part of who I am and what I do. And it shows people who I am as a person, that I'm determined to do what I want to do and to accomplish what I think should and will be accomplished. So, like, I don't take any roadblocks. I don't do that. So I shared that story and it was hard for me. I cried writing the post. I cried posting it. But the amount of feedback and love I got from my followers from that post was just incredible. I never thought I would get that much like support from them. But then I realized that they actually do care when you're being authentic on social media. They don't care if you got a new haircut and you're just like, new haircut, who this? Or if you post a picture of the beach and be like, oh, I wish I could go back. They care about that, like those posts that have more context to them, you know? That being said, you also can use those kinds of posts to teach something. So not just share like something that happened with you, but also share a bit of information to show people that you really truly know what you're talking about. Now, this could be like if you're a YouTuber and you talk about beauty, you can share a picture and share like three tricks about how to get your lipstick looking so perfect, or how to create the perfect cat eye, things like that. Or if you're a podcaster and you talk about, let's say, running a business, just for example, you could talk about how to run your how to promote your business by having a podcast, and you can say a couple of reasons why it works and a couple of ways to produce it. No, you're not giving away all of your business secrets because nobody wants to do that, but you're giving them enough to show them, hey, this person knows what they're doing. Maybe I should check them out more. Maybe I should learn from them. So then they go, they check out more of your posts. Oh, there's more tips. There's more tips. I want to see what this person actually does. They go check out your website, which is linked in your bio. From there, they're like, oh, they have this. Oh, I need help with that. Let me just go book a consultation call. And then the rest is history. So it really just helps out so much when you're putting out those posts with context in the caption and not just like a couple of sentences about the outfit you're wearing or something. Now, the next thing you have to do in order to get clients and sell yourself is interact. People aren't going to purchase from you or work with you if you don't interact on social media. Basically, that means while you have posts up, you're not liking and commenting and engaging with other people. You're not growing yourself that way, and people aren't likely to buy that way. They want to know that you connect with other people, that you'll connect with them on social media. If you're just going through and liking a couple pictures on your feed, they're not gonna like that. Also, I'm sorry, there's a plane going overhead, it's whatever. But if you go and you interact and you like actually connect with people and you're doing it that way, people are like, oh, I like that. I've seen them before on this person's Instagram. And honestly, it just shows them that you're not a fake person, because businesses a lot of times can have like a social media manager who just posts and likes other pictures and likes comments but doesn't respond or engage or go comment on other people's pictures that are tagging them or whatever. And it really just, it does not look good for the brand. But when you go and you engage, especially unprompted engagement, so like instead of just commenting on a post that you're tagged in, going and commenting on a post that you saw from somebody you follow or that the account follows that just hits you and you're like, oh, I agree with that. If you go and comment, or if like it aligns with your business ideals, if you go and comment on that, then you're showing up and it shows potential clients that, hey, I show up. So it's very, very, very important. Also, do not do the follow unfollow thing. It's bullshit. It does not work. It hurts your engagement as well as the people who you're engaging with. It's just a horrible practice. I don't know why it's a thing, because it truly, truly, truly does not work. So yes, just don't be a follow unfollow person. It's stupid. Okay. Now, I have shared a bunch of tips for interacting and growing and selling yourself on social media, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am doing a free Instagram masterclass on October 15th, and there I will be showing you how to make more sales on Instagram without a huge following by just being authentically yourself on social media. If you guys want to sign up for that, you can sign up at the link bit.ly/authenticallyonsocial. It's linked, or authenticity on social. It's linked in the description of this episode or at dreamnowmedia.com/links. And that's also our new link hub. So there you will find everything you need to know. And honestly, it's a great little masterclass. You also get access to my free Facebook group through that. And yeah, so go sign up for the course while I go to the ads. And when we get back, we'll talk about all of our other favorite things in our episodes. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod, it'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code Emily69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? So this week's small creator shout out goes to somebody whose content I've been loving for a while, and that is Sierra Schultz. Now, she is a body positive YouTuber, and the reason I'm giving her a shout out is because she and her best friend Skylar just started this amazing podcast called Sierra Unfiltered. There, they chat about life, love, and spill the tea on being a personality on the internet. Honestly, I love how real they are with the show, and the fact that you just feel like you're listening to your friends talk. It's such a comforting show. I don't know what it is, but I just listening to it, I feel like I'm sitting with my best friends and we're just having a nice little chat. It's such a great show. So honestly, you guys should check it out. You can listen to it now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a few other platforms. If you want to find the one for you, then you can head to anchor.fm/Sierra-Schultzy or by heading to dreamnowmedia.com/link. So yes, it'll be linked in our link hub and you can go find it and listen to it there. This week's song of the week goes to Nice to Meet Ya by Niall Horan. Y'all, you know how much I loved One Direction, how much I love Niall. I've put so much of his music in the show throughout the seasons, so it just makes sense that I put his brand new single in. And honestly, I've had this song on repeat, not just because I love Niall, but because it's a fucking bop. Like, I just put it on and I want to start dancing and jumping around. And then also, like, when he speaks, I think it's French, I'm just like, oh my lord. Like, I can't love him any more than I already do. It's definitely different than, like, This Town and stuff, but it is so, so, so freaking good, and it is a true fucking bop. So if you guys want to check it out, it is on the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. You can go there, just search Creative Boss Babe podcast, and it should show up. It's called the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, and there you can listen to it, and there's all the music from the show. You can listen to this song, and if you don't want to try and search it, then just head to dreamnowmedia.com/links, where it will be linked along with everything else that has been mentioned in this episode. So this week we got the season 4 premiere of Riverdale. And, well, it was a tearjerker. Now, if you guys aren't a part of the Riverdale fandom, or you, like, haven't watched it, or haven't really paid close attention to the news in the last couple of months, then you wouldn't know that Luke Perry was a member of the cast. Now, Luke Perry was a big 90s actor. He was on Beverly Hills 90210, and that's kind of, like, how he made his name. Back when Riverdale started, he was cast as, Fred Andrews, Archie Andrews' father, and he was amazing in the show. That's how I got to know him before I ever watched 90210, because I was not, like, an 80s, 90s kid, so didn't grow up with it, but I definitely got to watch it later on, but that's not the point. In Riverdale, he was such an amazing character. He always was, like, the moral compass of the show, always making sure that, like, his son and his friends were doing the right thing, and back in, like, I think it was March, he passed away, which hurt the entire fandom, shook everybody. He was 52, and it was hard watching the show knowing that at the time of his passing, it was still filming. So he was in a couple of episodes after that, after he passed away, and then after that, his character just kind of left. It wasn't really said what had happened to him. And Roberto, the writer and producer of the show, basically said that during that season, they were not ready to say goodbye to him. They didn't have the ability to do a proper send-off to him, and they didn't want to just, like, put it in an episode. So they held off throughout the rest of season 3, and I'm not going to spoil what season 3 was, but season 4 started off with a tribute to Luke Perry, and it was beautiful. I watched it, and I cried for the entire hour of the episode. It was heartbreaking and beautiful, and just, I know from experience, like, what Archie's character had to go, like, what his character was going through, having lost my mom. I've touched on that in previous episodes, but watching it and just seeing how everybody reacted, it brought back a lot of memories, and it was hard to watch, but it was so beautiful. They even had Shannon Daugherty come on, and if you don't know, she starred alongside Luke Perry during Beverly Hills 90210, and it was just beautiful. They paid amazing tribute to him, and overall, it was great. The only qualm I had with the entire episode was at the beginning. If you guys didn't see the end of season 3, then you wouldn't know what Cheryl did, and I'm not going to say it, but I just had an issue with what she was doing at the beginning of the episode. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because I know it was a big thing for me and is probably a big thing for a lot of other people's, especially my listeners, because I'm sure you probably watch it too, so you felt it and saw the emotions and felt them yourself. So yeah, that's this week's pop culture moment. So yes, that is it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want to check out anything I mentioned in the episode, you can head to dreamnowmedia.com/links. There will be everything mentioned along with all of our amazing sponsors. And yeah, also you guys can shop our merch. Check out our website at dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. And you can contact us through dreamnowmedia.com/podcast contact, I believe. You'll be able to connect to get to it all through dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. But I'm so excited. This season's going so well. And yeah, I will be back next week with a new episode. Bye, guys.